That's it. Arrest Stephen Colbert right now, boys. Can't keep letting the likes of Stephen Colbert and Morning Joe get away with killing longtime staffers and interns, allegedly, of course. Allegedly, boys. Everybody always has dead interns in their office on the weekend. Right, Mika? In Morning Joe? Anyhow, here's this shitbag piece of shit over here, Stephen Colbert. Supposed to be a funny man, but only goes on his late-night comedy show to espouse a whole bunch of communist left-wing diatribes that end up getting people killed and making these Democrat-run shitholes shitholes. So, anyhow, here's the Independent. They're saying, Stephen Colbert left speechless and emotional after the death of late show assistant. He should be emotional. He killed her. Right? Right? He definitely killed her. This piece of shit over here, in between his Blottle Blump skits, was selling and pushing. Even during his rants against Blottle Blump, you got these stupid dildos in the background in the back of his studio dressed as vaccine injections, because that's what he's doing. He's pushing big pharma. He's pushing experimental injections on people. And in order to work on this stupid fucking show, or to be in the audience of the stupid fucking show, you had to go get all jabbed up with the Fauci sauce. And so I don't make these new rules, but this is how we're going to play with them, since you fucking lefties on your side changed all of them. You got her killed. You got her killed. Somebody screaming, hey, you don't know I killed her. Well, what, every time somebody dies, that's good for the injection? Hey, well, listen, you guys were saying people dying of shark attacks were because racist blunt supporting Republicans wouldn't wear masks and engage in stupid fucking experimental injections. So I didn't make these rules. I didn't make these rules. If I'm killing grandma by not masking, well, then you're killing your assistants over here by forcing them to engage in medical experiments in order to work on your stupid fucking shithole show. So yeah, he should be a little bit upset. He's not upset. He's a sociopath. This psychopath kid fucker alleged, of course, alleged. He just looks like every single kid fucker ever arrested. Again, allegedly, of course. This guy had no problem trying to shame people into making a horrible medical decision. That's my opinion. Again, not a doctorologist over here. But, boy, for a shot that doesn't give you immunity and doesn't stop the spread, and it's experimental. Well, that sounds like a stupid fucking idea! But no, he was pushing it. And now his assistant's dead. And so they're sitting there going, well, you know, she probably had cancer, right? They're saying several late show with Stephen Colbert writers. How many people does it take to write this stupid fucking shitty show? Oh, they're making jokes. We got jokes about penguins, everybody. Oh, my God. Stupid fucking ball buff. Penguins and penguins. How many comedic geniuses do you have writing this whole show over here? And are they diverse? What is the skin color of the genitalia of the weirdos who write your stupid fucking show over here? Anyhow, several late show with Stephen Colbert writers and staff members have paid tribute to Cole on social media, with some making reference to a recent cancer diagnosis. Take that. You thought it was an experimental injection. She's got cancer. Okay. Yeah, she probably got cancer from this experimental injection. Turbo cancers are through the roof. Go look at all these articles going, holy shit. Everybody's got cancer lately. Okay. Let's see. What has changed? What's changed?
Climate change?
It's not even regular asshole cancer. Again, it's turbo cancer. It's turbo cancer watered with HIV. How many of these motherfuckers out there got vaccine-induced HIV? VAIDS. Go look that shit up. So now we got 12-year-olds with heart attacks. Young people dying at an unprecedented rate because of turbo cancers. Add on top of that, everybody with myocarditis and pericarditis and blood clots, Guillain-Barré, brain seizures. Look at fucking Jamie Foxx over there. They turned that dude white. That was a fucking weird thing. And everyone's sitting there going, oh, I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what it is. Is it our proximity to Planet X? Is this the fucking Nibiru virus? No. That was none of that. Well, it might be that. I don't know. But it's probably not. It's probably the thing that all you fucking idiots took to get a donut, you weirdos. And again, you were pressured into it by the likes of this cocksucker over here. Right? I'm sorry, is he a doctorologist? Is he a medical? Is this motherfucker and Elmo medical professionals? You guys banned a lot of people who were right. It was an accident, of course, right? But then this dude's over there giving out medical advice, and now people on his staff are dying. I ain't gonna lose any sleep. I'm not gonna. He should be losing sleep. I'm telling people to get healthy, get some fucking sleep, right? Don't take Ambien, by the way. There's plenty of shit that I sell on this channel that you can take to get a good night's sleep. Don't take Ambien. Don't take any of this big pharma shit out there. Drink water. Drink orange juice, and fuck you, Tampico ain't orange juice. Walk, run, lift weights, get healthy. Do everything they told you not to do. These people, this shitbag and all these other people are trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. All of their advice is horrible. Don't cut your dicks off. That's a fucking weird thing to know. But there you go. Stephen Colbert, he got the sads, boys. He's got the sads. And he should have the sads. He's probably most likely responsible for this woman's death, allegedly, of course. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support and everyone kept today on this cocksucker over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.